A Toronto nightclub could temporarily lose its liquor license after a patron was found dead inside the establishment last spring. The Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario, AGCO, said Wednesday it is proposing a 60-day liquor sales license suspension for Mr. Wolf at 567 Queen Street W. The AGCO said it believes the license holder contravened the Liquor License and Control Act, LLCA, after a review of an incident in which a 19-year-old patron was discovered deceased on the premises. This tragic incident serves as a stark reminder of the critical responsibility licensees have to prioritize the safety of their patrons, drive. Karen Schnarr, Registrar and CEO of the AGCO, said in a news release, "We trust a 60-day suspension of their liquor license will motivate this licensee to take all necessary actions to ensure responsible service and the safety of their patrons. The AGCO will certainly be monitoring closely that they do." According to an AGCO review, on Saturday, May 25, 2024, a patron was seated with a group at a VIP area inside Mr. Wolf, where they were served three large bottles of liquor. After consuming numerous drinks throughout the night, the 19-year-old began repeatedly stumbling, staggering, losing his balance, engaging in physical altercations with other patrons, and exhibiting visible signs of intoxication. Found dead in stairwell. At no point did security or staff at the establishment intervene in any way, the AGCO said. Shortly after 1 a.m., the young man proceeded up a stairwell that was supposed to be cordoned off. He was found deceased inside the stairwell the following afternoon. A toxicology analysis confirmed a blood alcohol content of more than twice the legal driving limit under the Criminal Code of Canada, the AGCO said. Based on the information available, the AGCO has concluded that the licensee permitted intoxication to occur on the licensed premises. Staff at the establishment knew or ought to have known that the deceased was exhibiting clear signs of intoxication and failed to intervene as required, the AGCO said. Corrective actions. The agency said it will be closely monitoring the license holder's plans for corrective actions and their implementation following the 60-day suspension. The AGCO also said it has worked closely with the Toronto Police Service, which has separately laid charges under the LLCA. That matter is proceeding in the Ontario Court of Justice. The AGCO holds liquor licensees to high standards for the safe and responsible sale of alcohol, the commission said. Liquor license holders must ensure their customers are not served to intoxication or permit intoxication on their premises. It is the responsibility of all licensees to ensure their staff are properly trained to recognize the signs of intoxication. An establishment served with a notice has the right to appeal the registrar's action to an adjudicative tribunal independent of the AGCO and part of Tribunals Ontario. Toronto Today reached out for comment from the nightclub and received the following response. "We were saddened to learn that on the early morning of May 26, 2024, a young man was found deceased in the building where Mr. Wolf is located," said the emailed statement. "The incident remains an ongoing investigation and we continue to work tirelessly with all the local authorities to ensure a resolution. As always, the safety, security and privacy of our patrons are of utmost importance to us. Our thoughts are with the loved ones of the deceased and we extend our deepest sympathies and condolences to them." The establishment noted that they will not be commenting further.